You know, it's obviously different, you know, scheme, and he's going to bring in all his philosophies and do all that. So it's good to get obviously started on it, you know, yesterday and get working on it and get, you know, kind of familiar with the stuff they want to do. You know, they play good sound defense, and, you know, their understanding of, I think, what beats them, and they do some different things on third down to confuse you. And so they got some good pressures that we're going to have to pick up and be, you know, on point with and make sure that I'm sure we'll see something different or something that somebody's beat us on before. Or, you know, something we haven't necessarily seen or worked on, and we'll have to be able to make adjustments in the game and pick that stuff up.
You have the same approach. I think maybe it was like Seattle, where it's like, heck, you have to be patient, take what's given. Is that what their defense is, keep everything in front of them?
Yeah, they do a really good job of it. You know, they do a good job of their backers getting up in there to help stop the run. And, you know, when they realize it's play action, they turn around and haul butt. Sorry. out of there. You know, so they do a good job. You definitely got to take what they give you, which, you know, we kind of want to think about, you know, thinking like that going into every game. You know, if we get a shot or something down the field, let's take it if we have it. But if not, let's be efficient and get completions and move the ball.
First playoff game for a quarterback, big deal. Do you embrace it, ignore it? How do you
approach it? You know, I think personally, you know, treat it normal. Go through the week normal, the routine and everything will stay the same. And then when you get the opportunity, you know, it's obviously, I think, going to feel a little different. You know, playing a playoff game in Jacksonville, I think, hasn't happened in a while. So to have that opportunity to play in front of our fans and our city and our stadium, I think is awesome. You know, so I think that the emotions and the energy in the stadium will probably be a little heightened. But I think as far as what happens between the lines, you know, I'd imagine it's similar. It's probably, maybe a little amped up a little bit. You know, I think everybody kind of realizes that, you know, it's your last chance. You lose, you go home, it's over. So there's no reason or no excuse to not play as hard as you can every single play. You know, so I think our guys do that on a weekly basis anyway. You know, so I'm excited to go out there, and, you know, I know we are for this opportunity.
Blake, you've talked about you getting ripped by opposing players before. You're always talking about you don't pay attention to it. Have you always been able to do that? Have you always been able to kind of throw that stuff away?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I don't know, the players or peers talking about you is a little new. You know, I've never been somebody that, you know, thought that was the way you should handle things, but, you know, guys are different. I had a chance, fortunate enough, to play for George O'Leary in college, and playing for Coach O'Leary, you learn very quickly how to take criticism. So I had 4 years of practice doing that, so there's nobody that can say anything worse to me than he did.
How many times did George send you
something? Oh, daily. I got benched every other day.
Is it something, though, that bothers people are close to you more than it bothers you?
Yeah, probably. You know, I'm sure I have family and stuff that are, you know, all over social media and doing all that, and, you know, can't help but see some of it. And I know it makes them mad, you know, because I don't think anybody would want, you know, a loved one or a friend or a family member being talked about in a negative light, you know, by somebody else that is, you know, playing against them or whatever. So, you know, I've talked to, you know, my close family and close friends, and, you know, they understand how I feel about it and know that it doesn't bother me. And I think, you know, they do their best to try and, you know, do the same.
You warned them not to lash out.
Stuff. Yeah, you know, they make their own decisions. They can if they want. I don't care. They can do whatever they want. You know, I know how I handle it, and, you know, how I'm able to, I guess, ignore that stuff and focus on, I think, what's important and you know, find a way to keep winning football games.
Have you found it easy this year to separate what's going on this week with what's going on with the option after the season?
Yeah. You know, I think a big part of it is I don't, you know, probably bet I should know more about it, but I don't know anything about any of that stuff. You know, I'd have to sit down and have a talk with my agent to explain, you know, what all that consists of. You know, I know they picked it up, and, you know, there's some decisions to be made or whatever when the season's over. But my goal is to play football in Jacksonville for as long as they'll let me. And in order to do that, we got to win football games. So that's kind of how I am able to, you know, make sure I'm focused on, you know, what's the priority.
Like, how was Allen on Sunday?
Say it again.
How was Hearns?
Awesome. I mean, he was just as he always has been. You know, he's in the right spots at the right time. He's huge, and, you know, especially in away games and, you know, kind of environments like that where noise is an issue, he's really good, you know, helping the other receivers out, you know, because me and him have been together for a while. So there's, you know, signals and different stuff that me and him are kind of able to communicate with that maybe some of the other guys, you know, haven't seen before or didn't remember. It's a random thing that, you know, we kind of are able to just, you know, communicate like that so he can help other guys out and with what they're doing. And then obviously he made a couple plays that were big.
Is he someone Special in terms of the moment never really seems too big for him, and it never really has here.
Yeah, no, not at all. I think, maybe it's part of who, he played big-time college football at Miami and came in as an undrafted free agent and from the start made plays. So I don't think, kind of like you said, it was never too big of a moment for him. Was he taken back by the stage or anything? He's always showed up and done his job and played as hard as he could.
Blake, you've had 4 years now. Just kind of observe the interaction that Paws has had with other guys on the defensive side of the ball. Could you talk a little bit about what your feelings are about him, impressions? And has there ever been an occasion where maybe he's helped you in some regard?
I think Paul is, if you could create or sculpt a football player out of a piece of marble, it would be Paul Posluszny. The way that dude's built, and I think his personality and his character is incredible. I think the things that I know him and Telvin are extremely tight and have a really good relationship. I'm sure he's been a mentor type figure for Telvin. I know anything that I have football related or off the field, he's a guy that you can talk to for sure, that'll shoot you straight and give you every bit of information he can to try and help you out. Since I've been here, he's been he's been a guy that he's when he's playing, it's he's going to go out there and have double digit tackles and give absolutely everything he can. I don't think there's a whole lot of times you see guys that have played in the league for as long as he has, playing on special teams and doing all that stuff. He truly is a team first guy, and it's impressive to watch, and it obviously rubs off on everybody around him.
But you mentioned it's been a lot of guys in the locker room, and they use the word calm about you regardless of the situation. Do you think you'll have a hard time staying calm at all Sunday because of the situation? And also, how much does that attribute help with all the young guys around you right now?
Right. I think I will be able, to continue to be like that. I don't, expect a change or expect the stage or a playoff game to, kind of alter my mentality or how I go about playing the football game. I think it's been big, obviously, with some injuries at wide receiver we've had this year that, because there's going to be times where those guys mess up. They've played, Didi's played, 10 games in the NFL or maybe less than that. Keelan and Mick and these guys are young and haven't played a whole lot of football in the NFL. So I think to be able to kind of have that calming voice of rather than getting mad, there's guys that are going to yell at them when they mess up. But, coaches and stuff do that, and that's fine. But I think there needs to be a sense of calm, understanding, what you did wrong, let's correct it. And then I think a little bit, also kind of still giving those guys confidence of, let's get on the same page. We're okay. I'll keep giving you shots, keep throwing you the ball, trying to keep them on track and keep them from, kind of getting a little haywire mentally.
Like, what do you think 7-year-old Blake Bortles was doing the last time the Jags had a home playoff game?
7-year-old, I don't know, playing Ding Dong Ditch in the neighborhood.
First grade?
Yeah, long time ago.
Is it kind of wild to think about? It's been that long since it's happened here?
Yeah, it is. I think that there's obviously been, some of the original teams with Fred and Mark and Jimmy and Keenan and those guys and Tony. Being so close to home, I knew of those guys and heard of them, and you watched them and all that. And then it was just kind of, you didn't hear a whole lot about the Jaguars for a while. So I think to kind of be a part of the group of guys that, is changing the culture, is changing the perception of the Jaguars on a national level is pretty cool. And, I've enjoyed every bit of it.
Keenan went tempo a little bit last week for the first time. Did you like some of the looks you got there if you want to do it this week?
Yeah, we've talked about it all year long, and, it was something that we've been successful in some two-minute situations and knew we had the ability to do it. And, I think it was a little bit of, let's take some basic stuff out there and get to the line. And, I think for one, it kind of simplifies us, but I think it also kind of simplifies what they can do. If we're not subbing, they can't sub, so they can't, get different guys out there. And, for the most part, teams usually don't dial up some wild blitzes when you're on the ball and in no huddle. I think from that standpoint, it did help. We got some basic looks, and I thought everybody was on the same page. And I think it's definitely something that we'll have in our back pocket and, know we can break it out when we need it.
Is there any specific Jaguar game that you can actually remember watching when you were a little kid?
No. There's not a specific one. Oh, well, what was it? Not the AFC Championship, right? It was when they played Denver, when they went to Denver?
96?
Yeah, yeah. I watched that game.
How old were you?
96? I was 4. I remember that well.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.